Hey guys, welcome to Debunked, our podcast where we discuss quite literally everything about anything. My name is Soman, and I'll be your host today along with...
Rohit.
Kailash.
So without further ado, let's begin. Let's talk about something happier. So Rohit has his review for the PS5, and yeah, I'll just hand it off to you.
About the PS5, I first do have to acknowledge one major problem, and that's not with the console itself, but that it's more of a societal thing, and it's just like what we've been dealing with now with like every major tech release and like anything that's hyped up about. Like, this was already a problem with sneaker culture. You know what I'm talking about. It's resale. And it's just a horrible practice. People literally, like, use bots to buy stuff in bulk, right? Like, 2,000 units or even more. Or, you know, some people are more modest. Maybe, like, five units each, 20 units each. But that's still unfair. And there have been listings for the PS5. Online for like $2,000 when the product itself is $500, and I even know someone myself that's made $10,000 in profit, and I'm not gonna name him, but it's so scummy that you actively make it so that others can't get this product, and then you charge extra for it. And then with sneakers, this has already been a huge issue because they're super limited, and you see some sneakers going on sale for like $10,000 for just one pair. But enough about that.
I mean, any educated buyer probably wouldn't buy the PS5.
Yeah, that's another problem. Why are people buying?
I feel
these?
Like they don't. They aren't educated on working. Like how the market works. This isn't like a limited drop, right? It's gonna be manufactured.
Yeah, it's not.
Constantly.
They keep restocking. So. Yeah. People aren't understanding that it's really not a big deal. If you can't get it day one, you'll be able to get it eventually. But these scalpers are definitely not making that very easy. My friend, you know, Aryan, he's been like legit refreshing sites though, like for days on, and like he just
hasn't
been able to get
one. I think that happened to
Rushi
as well, right?
Yeah,
they legit.
Yeah, like they add it to their cart. And then it's out of stock. So that's horrible. But I managed to get the Amazon pre-order on September 16th. But like, first there was like Walmart went up first. They kind of started this whole thing. They just randomly like, screw you guys. PlayStation announced pre-orders are tomorrow. No. We're not gonna make you wait that long because we're amazing. So it's today. And honestly, I kind of feel like the chaos when it was like random times actually made it somewhat easier, like not by much, but somewhat easier to actually get it. Because when like right now with these like times being announced, I feel like these scalpers are probably legit just scheduling their bots. And that's like, you see the websites like instantly crash. But for me, I was just like refreshing Twitter. After I already failed to get it from Walmart, Target, and Best Buy, and GameStop. Best Buy and GameStop were actually like horrible. GameStop thought that their site was being attacked, so they legit like started like shadow banning people from using the sites because they thought it was like malicious stuff. And then Best Buy, their site just crashed entirely. But Amazon, I saw a link pop up on Twitter, and I clicked on it. And I was able to secure the PS5 that way. And like, I was really early because like, if you legit searched up PS5 in the Amazon search bar, it wouldn't even take you to that page. So I was just really, really lucky there. I just keyworded PS5 on Twitter and I barely got it. And then it finally shipped, you know, it was only one day late. I was actually expecting it to get delayed more because Amazon, I heard they delayed some Xbox Series X orders for like a month. But luckily it wasn't the case, it only got delayed by one day. and I got my hands on it, and I must say, it definitely is huge. Like, if you've seen it, like, compared to the PS4 size, you can tell that it's huge. It's not really, like, width-wise, it's really, like, height. It's very tall. I have it vertically right now because of the space I'm in. And, but I honestly really like the design. And at night, it, like, the light shining on, like, the sides of the panels, I feel like looks really nice. And it kind of reminds me of bat ears, the way that, like, the plates pop out from the main base.
If you want, you could paint it that way too, right? I think the paint sticks really well to it.
Yeah, yeah, because it's a white, like, matte sort of texture to it. Like, it has all those, like, little PlayStation buttons things and, like, the texture.
Well,
paint grips really well.
Like, lagged out over there or something. Just restate it.
So it has, like XO square triangle, like,
all over it, yeah.
Things on the texture, yeah. So paint sticks really well to that. And you can also swap out the plates pretty easily, so there will probably be eventually a lot of like custom plates that you could get and just like stick on there.
I feel like the point you made before with the reselling, it at least paint it or like customize it and then increase the price. Like, you're not offering anything new.
Yeah. Yeah, those, that would actually be pretty cool, like custom built PS5s. Yeah. I'm pretty sure there would be a market for that. But just like reselling the base thing for profit is coming. But so I turned the console on, right? And it took me through the setup process. So I data transferred from my PS4. You can do it through Wi-Fi, but what I did is I used a LAN cable. To connect the PS4 to the PS5, and it's much faster that way. I would recommend doing that as well. And like, it's not gonna be in, like, it doesn't matter if your Wi-Fi is in another room. That's never gonna be an issue because it's legit just.
And I don't think you need PS4 to the PS5, either, right? You only need it for Wi-Fi.
Yeah, you don't need PS Plus for it. So definitely do it that way. And then after the whole setup process was done, I was just scrolling through the UI. I must say the UI is super responsive compared to the PS4. Like the PS4, sometimes I press the PlayStation button and I have to wait like 10 seconds for it to register, or like PlayStation Store just wouldn't load. And I mean, it's not like I had the best Wi-Fi, but Wi-Fi wasn't the only issue there. But yeah, this is like pretty much all the responses are instant with this console. And as for games, the PlayStation Plus collection is huge. Like, I don't want to Google what games are on there right now, but off the top of my head, I can tell you that there are 20 games in there, and it includes, like, all of, like, the greatest hits on PS4. Like, they're all well-received games. There's no, like, filler in there. Especially if you didn't have a PS4, and you're just, like, this is your first PlayStation console, then that's especially like a huge thing. It was like for Orient, for example, he's coming from a PS3, so all of those 20 games are stuff he doesn't have. So yeah, as you said, for example, there's God of War on there, there's Until Dawn, Final Fantasy 15, the Crash Bandicoot and Sane trilogy, there's Bloodborne, Days Gone, Uncharted 4, I believe. And, you know, all of these games, Monster Hunter World, all of these, like, top-tier games are on there. So that's an insane value already. That's just 20 games just for getting PlayStation Plus, which, like, most people should be getting if they intend to play any multiplayer games. I see a lot of people don't like that you have to buy PlayStation Plus.
I think they made it cheaper this year, right?
For multiplayer. I think so. I mean, it's always been cheaper compared to Xbox Live.
No, like, no, they made it cheaper for new PS5 owners. Like, for you, if you buy right now, it'll be $31 for 12 months.
Yeah. Yep. I feel like I personally don't think it should be forced as well. I mean, we have Xbox to thank for that being invented. And obviously, when there's profit to be made like that, like, they're going to take a chance. But I think it's at least a good value because you get two games every month, right? For 12 months.
Yeah.
And especially now with this PS Plus collection, I believe that that's enough.
In the future.
That's way more than enough.
If they update the PS Plus collection, I'd be in. Like, I'm not planning on getting any such services just because I need to focus on studying things as well.
Like, I buy a lot of games, and there are still, like, a bunch of games, like, at least half of them in the PS Plus collection that I didn't have still. So that was pretty crazy. And then as for the actual, like, new PlayStation 5 games, so as far as the launch titles go, I mean, Bugsnax, that's free with PS Plus. I was actually surprised Bugsnax was actually getting pretty good reviews from IGN and GameSpot. But screw that, I'm never trying that. I'm not even gonna download that. No. But there's Astro's Playroom, which is pre-installed on every PS5. And then there's Spider-Man Miles Morales, which is $50. And then Demon Souls, which is $70, which is interesting. It seems PlayStation wants to make some of their first-party exclusives $70 retail. And I see where they're coming from, because obviously PlayStation's exclusive, their first parties, they're really, really well developed.
Usually.
And they have, usually, yeah. Like, it, like their smaller games, they're not charging $74. For example, there's a new Little Big Planet game, that's not $70, that's normal, $60. Demon's Souls is $70 though, and you can tell there was a lot of R&D that went into that game. And I don't know if it will be that much of a problem. Obviously, you could just buy a pre-owned physical, get a few dollars off, or you could just wait for a sale to buy it. So I don't think that's going to be too much of an issue. So that's that. As far as what Demon's Souls is, I will never play that game. I will never buy that game because I suck at those games. It's too difficult. I'm not a good gamer, I guess. I can't get good. I tried playing Bloodborne and I got depressed. But what I did pick up was Miles Morales because I love.
You also tried Sekiro, so.
I tried Sekiro, and that was.
You got depressed again.
Yeah, I actually went back to try and play Bloodborne again, and I beat the first boss somehow, and then I didn't really know what to do after that, so I just quit again. Same thing with Sekiro, and I think I lost my save progress on Sekiro probably because I deleted the game.
I would too. I'm honestly, they're really hard.
Yeah. So I picked up Miles Morales because I love Spider-Man, and Into the Spider-Verse really popularized Miles Morales. Like, I honestly, even as someone that like that's into superhero culture, I was definitely aware of him, but I didn't consider him like on the same foot as Peter. But I feel like in Miles Morales, in this game, I think he's actually cooler than Peter, to be completely honest. Like, his abilities and everything is just, it's not comparable to Peter. I mean, he generates electricity and can turn invisible,
like,
aside to doing everything else that
even
Peter
the
can
story
do.
Yeah, story wise I liked it much better from the walkthroughs I've seen.
Yeah, because he is a more contemporary, he's a more modern story, right? Because Peter was written like a
60s.
Long time ago, and he's a little bit stereotypical superhero story.
Yeah.
I mean, he's still a great character.
Plus, I feel like a little bit of the culture plays a bigger aspect in this. Because, you know, he's obviously biracial, and Peter was just plain old white. No offense there, but
for sure.
Saying.
Also, hearing the soundtrack for this game, I never really listened to Jaden Smith's music before, but the two songs I've heard, he had one with Kid Cudi.
Oh yeah,
that was
nice.
Pretty good. And then I'm Ready, and I really like that one too. So I don't know if all of his songs are that good, but these two I actually really like. I want a version of I'm Ready where they swap out him saying I'm Ready with SpongeBob saying it. I think that would be a banger. Yeah, so the 3D audio, I've been hearing it. So I usually, Call of Duty, I when I play it, I'm a pretty casual gamer. I haven't played with headset that much. And it definitely helps to play with the headset. But when I was using my Razer Krakens this time, I was definitely getting better audio. And a lot of people complain about the audio design in Call of Duty, saying like you might hear somebody on the left, but they're actually on the right. But I felt like what I was hearing was actually pretty accurate to the positioning that they were in. And it definitely felt like a 3D soundstage with that 3D audio. So that's really good. And the haptics on the controller is a big thing. And that was working with these older PS4 games as well. Like with Call of Duty, like it would vibrate like every bullet shot, and then it would vibrate on reloads and all these things. But with Astro's Playroom, like that took it to a completely different level. If you get a PS5, you might think Astro's Playroom is just like this cutesy tech demo. And I mean, it is, but I definitely think you should play it. I've actually played more of Astro's Playroom than Spider-Man Miles Morales so far, because I was just really hooked by it just showing off all the capabilities of this controller, and it's an experience. It also has like a lot of references to older PlayStation games, which it was nice, you know, getting those nostalgia goggles on.
Yeah. I mean,
it shows like a lot about the adaptive triggers as well, which I also think is really cool. Like I can already imagine the adaptive triggers being utilized for a lot of things, like shooting the bow in the next Horizon sequel, and obviously with guns, that's gonna be like really nice.
My biggest question for you is, I don't know if you tried this out yet, but last gen games, how would they feel? Like I've heard their updates removed frame rate caps for almost all of the games, especially the really big AAA games. They removed frame rate caps. Some of them render in native 4K. Crazy. I mean, I know you have a lot of the AAA titles, and I have some too. So like, if you want to use my account, go for it. But it would. I just want to see how well they run on it. So if you wouldn't mind, create a series for like last gen games. That would be crazy.
Okay. Yeah, there is Game Boost, which makes all these games that were running at 30 FPS, 60 FPS plus now. And yeah, and that as well, while it's looking better as well. So that's pretty insane, because they already looked amazing on PS4. And it's been a joy just seeing that. It feels so smooth. Speaking of that though, on Spider-Man Miles Morales, I am using the 30 FPS fidelity mode, just because I've always been like a graphics guy, and I really like how ray tracing looks on the game, and it's phenomenal, and I think 30 FPS will serve its purpose. I'm hoping that like later, Sony like implements 1440p more properly, so that it can utilize that lower resolution with better graphics and tuning up the frame rate. But as of now, they're focusing more on 4K, which is fine. But hopefully they do that in the future. And about these older games as well, speaking of like it looking better, Modern Warfare, like I immediately noticed it was way crisper. Like I loaded up the game, and immediately it prompted me to install the higher quality textures pack. So I think that already says a lot. So that game looks way better. Everything looks way better, pretty much, as long as like there's an update or anything for it. If there's some support for it, it will look better. And even without that, just the fact that it's going to be in 4K instead of 1080, it looks better.
Yeah, you're probably going to have to buy a better monitor if you don't already have a 4K one. I think, Rohit, you might have one, right?
What I have is a 1440p, and you know, I just run the games at 4K on it, and it outputs in 1440, and I think that's good, because for a TV you definitely need 4K. For like a monitor, I think 1440p is the sweet spot.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't had a proper monitor before, so I can't speak on it. Yeah, I take your word for it. Do you have anything else to add in terms of the features that really like stood out? The SSD,
let me
loading
think.
Times.
Yeah, the load times. So about that, It's literally instant in Spider-Man Miles Morales and Ghost of Tsushima game boosted. I don't know how Ghost of Tsushima did this, but even on the PS4, it somehow had like really, really fast load times. I've never seen those load times ever on a PS4 game. But on the PS5, it's literally instant. I'm not exaggerating. It'll be like less than a second. And then Miles Morales is probably like 2 seconds or something like that. Crazy numbers.
What about the fan? I remember the PS4 being a real issue with it. Like every time we used to play with someone,
Oh, yeah. We
could hear their jet engine fans going off in the background. It sounded like their PS4 was going to take off. Yeah.
I almost forgot that was a thing. Yeah, the PS4 straight up sounds like a rocket engine. But obviously because the PS5 is so much bigger and it has all these heat sinks on the back, it's not just much quieter, it's literally like I haven't heard any sound from it yet. It's super quiet.
Yeah.
So that's that.
Definitely. I mean, I would definitely be looking forward to this. I don't know if I'm gonna get it in like a month or two, or maybe after like I'm done with high school, but whenever I do get it, I'd be looking forward to all of these features. Right now, though, I'd probably just be watching streams and making myself feel bad.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, though, if we have nothing to... you go ahead.
I gotta put one more thing out there. Like, I'm not a console wars guy. Quite obviously, I prefer PlayStation because that's my thing. If you prefer Xbox, then buy the Xbox. Just don't, like insult other people based on their preferences. I gotta say that.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like they... I think they tweeted out stuff about it too, right? Like, both Sony and Microsoft. They had, like, this friendship mm-hmm. thing running where, like, when the Series X launched, PlayStation replies with, like, a Mortal Kombat friendship thing. And then... Xbox just...
And then Xbox congratulates Sony on their launch.
I'm looking forward to Crossplay.
Yeah, and I felt last gen, Xbox didn't have nearly as much to offer, but I feel like this generation, while I still like what Sony has better, I think Xbox definitely has a stronger position this generation. So if you like Xbox, buy an Xbox. There's no shame in it. If you like PlayStation and are being like targeted by Xbox people, buy a PlayStation.
Yeah.
There's no shame in it.
Plus, I mean, it's really what exclusives you like more. I feel like exclusives are going to be a bigger determining point now than like before. And it's just that, you know, Xbox has some great exclusives like Halo and all of its racing games. And I think it acquired Bethesda too.
And yeah, it's so acquired Bethesda,
Any of Bethesda games will become exclusives. Meanwhile, PlayStation is chilling with Santa Monica Studios and what it has had since before.
Insomniac, Naughty Dog, all that stuff.
Yeah, no, I'm excited. Cross-platform as well. I feel like it's going to become a bigger thing. So this generation seems to be looking pretty well. If we have nothing to add, though, I feel like we should end it off over there.